listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after President Biden issued a joint statement calling on ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas to resume, the Israeli military struck a school in Gaza City, and the Hamas-controlled Gaza government says at least 85 people were killed. Israel says Hamas was operating a command center from the school and that it used precision munitions, but ABC's Tom Sufi Burge in Tel Aviv says...
This morning, Egypt reacting to the attack on that school, accusing Israel of the, quote, deliberate killing of huge numbers of unarmed civilians, saying it was evidence of a lack of political will on the Israeli side to end the war.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona called for a ceasefire. She and running mate Tim Walz will be in Nevada today. Former President Trump was in Montana last night. Debbie and its remnants have finally left the U.S., but the final blow, flash flooding in New York State caused by heavy rain. There are more than 40,000 power outages in the state. This is ABC News. As school resumes for much of the country, so does the debate over student cell phones as more schools ban them during school hours.
At two high schools in Concord, California, the school year is beginning with a big new rule, no cell phones. Students have to put their phones in sealed pouches each morning and can't get them back until the end of the day. Nikki Klesinski isn't totally on board.
We can't unlock it at all. We can't have it during lunch.
Studies show when cell phones are banned in classes, test scores go up and bullying and anxiety go down, but some parents argue they want to be able to reach their child during an emergency. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The annual Florida Python Challenge is underway. It's the second day of the 10-day event where hunters go into the Everglades looking for invasive Burmese pythons. The state offers a total of $30,000 in prizes. Goal is to remove the pythons while educating the public about the dangers they pose to Florida's ecosystem. More than 600 people registered. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
We can expect sunshine early today, more clouds mixing in by midday, breezy and cooler than normal, 72. Clearing off tonight and chilly, a low down to 50. Sunday, partly sunny to partly cloudy, a bit warmer, 77. A few clouds Sunday night, 54. Back to the work week Monday, partly cloudy, another tranquil day with a high of 79. Partly sunny and warm Tuesday, 82. And a little change on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, a high again at 82 degrees. You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Boom, crack, 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 boom, crack.
Got a house down a back road. I got a flag on the front porch. I got a dog named Waylon. I got a driveway that needs paving. I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you make it.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after
down to the honky-tonk.
Got a girl named Sheila. She goes bash on tequila. Got a job that gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on the sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
Honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk. 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 I go down. I go down to the honky-tonk.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on the sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown.
Yeah, time for a big, deep finish from Jake Owen down to the Honky Tonk from 2018 on RCO-FM. I think the last time I was at an actual Honky Tonk, it was in St. Louis, and it was about 25 or 30 years ago. Yeah, I don't get down there too often to the Honky Tonk. Hey, here's one for our buddy Zoggy this morning.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Wazika, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. We knew right from the start that he didn't have a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. Self-concern, watch out, you might get burned. A slow burn of the coldest kind. I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, and I've been waiting such a long, long time. Knocking on the door of the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. Everyone in town knows that he can bring you down with his insecure bad attitude. Don't know what you said, you got inside his head, 'cause he can turn on you on a dime. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, and I've been knocking such a long, long call from the Tin Man, but my waiting days are over and through. We could have made a brand new start if he only had a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do.
I'm crazy about The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Adam plays the best country.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO,
a civic media station.
We'll return after these messages.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
A
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Adorable AKC registered short-haired pointer puppies are available. 6 weeks old, all liver color, great with kids and other dogs. Dad is a top-notch pheasant hunter. Just $800 each. Located in Highland, Wisconsin. Call 608-739-2950 for more information.
Hey businesses, would you like to advertise on Badger Sports on WRCE? Hank has the deal for you. Not only do you get two spots in every game, but out of game you get two spots every day, Monday through Saturday, plus two spots overnight, all for just $250 per month. Restrictions do apply, and you must continue with current advertising. Contact Henry Bray right away for this and other advertising deals. Call Hank at 608-485-1201 or email henry.bray at civicmedia.us.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Join the House on the Rock and make a difference every day.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It was on this date back in 1960. We see the Los Angeles premiere of Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, starring Anthony Perkins and Janet Leigh. In 1985, Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran was airlifted to safety when his boat Drum overturned while racing off the English coast. In 1992, Def Leppard kicked off the North American leg of a 248-show, 7-day weekend world tour at Madison Square Garden in New York City. ABC entered network television in 1948 in the 7 p.m. slot in New York City. In 1948, Alan Funt's Candid Camera debuted on ABC television. Rosanna Arquette, Antonio Banderas, and Kylie Jenner all celebrating birthdays today. And in 1975, The Manhattan Transfer, a summer variety show, premiered on CBS television. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is on the way next.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
Today's Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to the ABC television network in 1985. It's an American sitcom starring Christopher Hewitt as the title character, a butler for an American family headed by George Owens, played by Wisconsin's very own Bob Uecker. It's Mr. Belvedere.
Shauna China, never met her before. Who cares when you drop kick your jacket as you came through the door? No one glares, but sometimes things get turned around and no one's spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live a good life yet.
So fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's time for birthdays and anniversaries sponsored on WRCO-FM by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to The Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At The Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday, August 10th, 2024. Time to see who is celebrating. Here's a wish to my amazing wife, Chris Felton. I love you from Dan. Happy birthday wishes to David Walker from Lori and the guys. Colton Sweenick is celebrating a birthday. Have a great day from Grandpa Rod and Grandma Sherry. Jordan Lee, Shelly Scallon, and Denise Heisey all make the Little Willow Birthday Club. Chris Felton, you're on the Beulah Wesleyan Church list today. Happy birthday to Chris Felton, and anniversaries going out to Grant and Stephanie Worthington from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday to Kayla Turgeson from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday number 6 to Owen Green, with love from Grandma Green and the family. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Kathy Nondorf and Ava Meister, both celebrating today. Happy birthday to Alexis Eberhardt, Stacy Unbahan, Jason Fry, Gary Fish, Lucas Kepler, all celebrating birthdays and anniversaries for Andy and Amy Bakken, Grant and Stephanie Worthington, Vern and Kathy Clark, Paul Smith and Mary Irwin from the Richland Center Lions Club. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we'd love to wish you the best from everyone right here at RCO.
Did you hear about Mary, the girl we thought was so sweet? She broke up Ellen and Tom, who lived down the street. That heavy mortgaged house over George and Betty's burned down. They don't know how it happened, 'cause they were both out of town. Kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Keep kicking your fellow man, kick the can. You know Deacon Evans, who hated drinking so bad. They're still investigating that last little wreck that he had. And Jackie Sue Martin got married just 6 months ago. Just had a new baby and it weighed 8 pounds or so. Oh, kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Selling and leaving for good, because that new family has moved into our neighborhood. Joyce isn't working, but she's always got money to spend. And Mr. Clark, the banker, was seen leaving her house again. Oh, kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man, kick the can. Oh, kick the can.
That's a great classic from Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones on RCOFM. Happy birthday wishes today to McKenna Anderson with love from your family.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills.
Caitlin O'Connell will have a news update coming your way at 7:45 this morning. That's less than 10 minutes away. It's what you need to know. 56 with the lovely Martina.
The sun is shining every day. Clouds never get in the way for you and me. Yeah.
finish, Martina. We're going to switch gears from our Jen McBride to Caitlin O'Connell at 7:45. That's right around the corner with your news update. Till then, we're going to head on down that carefree highway. It's Gordon Lightfoot.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied. Knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Fragments of my dream shattered sleep. I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days. The morning I slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Carefree highway, let me slip away. Slip away on you.
We sure hope your carefree highway journey is a safe one this morning. I'll be back after the 8 o'clock hour. Caitlin O'Connell is in 1 minute with a look at your news. WRCO.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45 and 57 degrees, that following our low of 52 earlier today. Time for a news update on WRCO-FM, sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, August 10th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The 21st annual Walk with Grace was held last night at Crosscut Park in Richland Center, and it looks to be another success for the community. Many attended to celebrate and honor those who have and are battling cancer, and to remember those who are no longer with us but are never forgotten. By the time things wrapped up last night, it was announced that this year's preliminary total raised was $246,937.62. The first two names in the annual calendar raffle drawing, with each receiving $1,000, was held. Those two winners were Casey Gerner of Richland Center on ticket number 272 and Mary Dahlberg on ticket number 1033. Today's winners of $50 are Kim Anderson of Richland Center on ticket number 684 and Rob Renish of Muscadet on ticket number 1340. Drawings will continue daily through August 31st, with winners announced daily during our News at Noon and 5 o'clock news on WRCO. After all the hard work of the citizens of the greater Richland County area, sales of luminaries and raffle tickets and many auctions and raffles, and the many donations collected, this year's Walk with Grace preliminary total as of last night is $246,937.62. If anyone would still like to make a donation to this year's Walk with Grace, money collected through the end of August will be held to this year's total. Donations may be dropped off at Richland County Bank or mailed to Grace at P.O. Box 213, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. Donations can also be made online at walkwithgrace.com. A new missing child alert system launched in Wisconsin on Thursday. The new system was developed after Governor Tony Evers signed the PRINCE Act, named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was found dead after going missing in Milwaukee. The PRINCE Act also honors 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls in 2022 before her body was found along a trail. Neither McCree or Peters' case met the criteria for an Amber Alert after being reported missing, and the new system will have less strict requirements for alerts. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom when it comes to state investment in four-year education. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the biggest ones is that fewer high school graduates and fewer of them enrolling in state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin. I know enough about having managed highly talented people. Don't pay them, they will find someplace else to work.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee, which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and how to solve them. The start of the school year is right around the corner. Helping your child fit their backpack correctly is important to avoid neck pain, headaches, and other injuries. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Megan Stankowski is a physical therapist and athletic trainer with Aspirus Health.
A backpack should be positioned on a child's back with both straps used around the shoulders. The backpack should be at the hips or no lower, and shoulders should be snug tight so the backpack is not swaying side to side.
Megan said parents need to check in with their child to make sure they're not experiencing any issues with their backpack.
Asking their child first, hey, how do you like your backpack? How does it feel? Because the child's not going to relate any pain or anything like that to the backpack.
Children shouldn't carry more than 15% of their body weight in a backpack, and it's important to load the heaviest items low and near the center of the back.
Lots of people are going to be sharing photos of their kids' first day in a new grade, but be careful of what sort of information you're giving out. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin President Jim Temer says a picture really can tell 1,000 words. Make sure you keep out any images of your street address or identifying markers. Temer says other information like your child's name, grade, age, and even teacher's name could all be used by crooks to commit identity theft or try to gain your child's trust. If you're noticing more dark spots or patches on your skin after spending time in the summer sun, you could be experiencing hyperpigmentation. Civic Media's Melissa Kay returns with more.
This happens when the skin produces an excess or irregular amount of melanin.
This can be an unwanted effect due to multiple reasons, from sun exposure to aging, medications, etc.
That's Thomas Howard, MD, and board-certified plastic surgeon with Aspyrus. He said it can be difficult to diagnose, and the treatment options for hyperpigmentation are vast.
Generally, you're going to start with kind of over-the-counter skincare products, things like antioxidants, vitamin C, niacinamide. These are very commonly found in things that you can go to Walgreens or your local pharmacy and find that.
Dr. Howard said if these options don't work, you may need to talk to your doctor about more potent therapies.
Motivating girls to consider careers in construction and engineering, WKOW-TV reports that the second annual She Builds Wisconsin Summer Camp for the Associated General Contractors of Wisconsin is going on this week at Madison College. The event gives middle school-aged girls the chance to explore construction, architecture, and engineering by getting hands-on experience and going on field trips. About 30 girls are participating. The sponsor says it's their way to address the significant shortage of women represented in construction industry. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that although the spring population survey results indicate a slight increase, the sharp-tailed grouse hunting season remains closed for 2024. Permits and applications will not be available or accepted this year. Recommendation to keep the sharp-tailed grouse hunting season closed follows the spring 2024 survey data review, historical data trends, and scientific models. 2024 will be the sixth year the season has been closed. Although fall permits will not be issued this year, sharp-tailed grouse will retain their status as a game species per state law. DNR staff and partners hope the population will continue to respond positively to ongoing, focused habitat management efforts. These efforts help restore the pine barrens and young forest habitats that sharp-tailed grouse depend upon for survival. More information on sharp-tailed grouse hunting and management in Wisconsin is available on the DNR's Sharp-tailed Grouse Hunting and Management webpage. And a breast cancer benefit will be held for Jennifer Britt today from 1 until 6 o'clock at the Richland Center Community Center. The event will feature a live and silent auction, bucket raffle, food, and refreshments. You're invited to attend and support Jennifer in her cancer fight. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed Seed & Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Saturday, August 10th. Sally K. Crabb, 78 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly August 1st at Pine Valley Community Village. A funeral service will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call the Stafford Funeral Home today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. For Sally K. Crabb, 78 of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91 of Madison, died August 1st at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Burial will take place on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91 of Madison. Cindy Brown, 76 of Richland Center, died on Monday. A memorial service will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to the Five Points Lutheran Church Cemetery Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family of Cindy Brown, 76 of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92 of Spring Green, died July 27th at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held today from 4 until 7, with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Gard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Of John W. Jack Johnson, 92 of Spring Green. Dan Ferguson, 72 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A memorial gathering will be held today from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with a service to be held at 7 o'clock. For Dan Ferguson, 72 of Richland Center. June Lassicky, 75 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 16th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday, August 15th from 4 until 7, and again Friday, August 16th from 10 until the time of the service at 11. June Lassicky, 75 of Richland Center. Charles R. Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at his home. Family and friends are invited to join a Celebration of Life picnic on Saturday, August 17th from 4 until 7 at the family home in South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. For Charles R. Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Hey businesses, would you like to advertise on Badger Sports on WRCE? Hank has the deal for you. Not only do you get two spots in every game, but out of game you get two spots every day Monday through Saturday, plus two spots overnight, all for just $250 per month. Restrictions do apply, and you must continue with current advertising. Contact Henry Bray right away for this and other advertising deals. Call Hank at 608-485-1201 or email